Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parkins and Spiegel Show.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show in Chicago. It's a very, very good show.
Afternoons on the Score.
There's a fly ball deep right center. This ball's back toward the wall. He's done it again. Michael Busch has tied a Cubs record by homering in his fifth consecutive game. Way out near the 413 sign in deep right center, it took one bounce and I believe landed in that swimming pool that they have out beyond the barrier in right center. What a story this is turning out to be.
Michael Busch, five straight games with a homer. Jed won't spike the ball. That makes sense. The league hasn't adjusted to him yet. He'll find holes in his swing. He'll go through slumps. Early returns, obviously, very, very positive. What was your biggest takeaway from the conversation with Jed?
I thought the answer and the whole conversation about Kyle Hendricks was really interesting. And I thought we rightly ended up connecting it to the need for bulk arms in the bullpen, because I don't think Craig Counsell would have been piecemealing it the way that he has over these first couple weeks, and inning here, inning there, inning here, inning there with five or six different people every day. I don't think that's his ideal of what he wants to do. So I think Hendricks is going to get a longer leash than some fans might want or expect, and it's not just going to be because of the soft factors of his pedigree and reputation. It's going to be because, you know, if it's a decision of taking Hendricks or Assad out of the rotation, it's going to be Assad, so he can be a bullpen piece.
So
it's my gut.
I agree with you. He said, before I could even do the follow-up on, so how long is the leash? I set him up with the, like, what's the sentiment? Is it hard to remove sentiment on Hendricks when I know that that's Jed's favorite player on the Cubs through his time here? And he acknowledged it, but he said, he's going to make 27 more starts. That's what he said in the first answer.
Yeah.
That's how they're treating it. That's not a guy that's two or three starts away from losing his spot in the rotation if the president of the team is saying he's going to make 27 more starts.
No, that's a fifth starter who you know is going to be out there. Maybe he's a four sometimes or whatever,
yeah,
but maybe that's your...
Maybe there's a quick hook. We will not let him go a third time through the order.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe
one of those Dodgers games, he was great the first two times and then the third time got to him. So maybe they'll do that every once in a while. They'll piggyback him with somebody.
And wasn't the Padres game, right, where it got away from him late? The early stuff was pretty weak contact. It was you know, a little squib shot here, a jam shot here. So the early stuff was pretty bad luck from Hendricks. So I think that obviously the hopeful nature that it will not take 6 weeks on Saya is a headline for people, that they're hopeful it won't take that long because he had a spring training.
Well, that certainly was the other thing that came out of it. I thought the way, like, yeah, he needed a spring training, but yeah, I mean, I didn't even hear that as that hopeful. I know he used the word hopeful, but I heard that, and I think Saya's out a month. I think Saya's out a month easy.
Hey, man, that's less than 6 weeks.
It is. But I mean, he might not swing for a month, and then maybe it's, you know, 3-4 games of a rehab, and then so it's 4.5 weeks or 5 weeks or something like that. It's going to be a little while.
The honesty of also, we've got to figure it out, and if there's something about how he works out, performs, whatever, that makes him susceptible to oblique injuries, because now it's been a left and a right. Once it felt like it was on a single swing, this feels like it's more of a deterioration or a compiling thing for him. Saya's a uniquely shaped ball player.
He's super strong. It's
crazy strong. Crazy strong legs. But he's kind of...
He's thick.
He's stocky.
Yeah, he is. And he's got... He comes preloaded and pre-trained with a very different kind of workout regimen and training regimen that Nico has talked to us about, that other people have talked about. Saya does a lot of like very slow movement strength exercises. You know, there's a lot of different techniques that Japanese ball players have learned and trained on, and you know, not and perhaps his desire to be as strong as he clearly is, and obviously it leads to hitting the ball really damn hard, that there might be something in there that does need some review.
Yeah, there was a lot in there. This team, man, they're good. They're good. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of depth. They have a lot of options. He was pretty candid, too, about the Canario thing. No, we didn't consider anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that that is almost like standard operating procedure of, hey, this is early. We build the team. And that doesn't mean just the 26-man roster. It means the AAA club, the AA club, the reinforcements.
Canario almost made the team.
Right. April, May, not for trades. Hopefully it works out. Like to what Nico was talking to us about an hour ago, we learn things about guys, what roles they can have. We see something from Ben Brown. We see something from this guy. We see something from that guy. And then when you get more guys back healthy, it goes. My concern is it just maybe you're the unlucky injury team this year. Like, obviously, hopefully you could be bad luck in April and have a clean July and August and you'll take it. It's later in the season, whatever. But baseball's a game of injuries. It's a game of attrition. This rate is not sustainable in terms of the key players that they can lose. He's not going to speak to that concern, but just objectively, they cannot have this many injuries at this high of a clip. It can't happen.
Well, as long as Michael Bush keeps homering every night.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see if he can tonight, by the way. We just gave away a pair of tickets, right?
Yeah.
Because we heard the Michael Bush there. So
see?
Two more pairs of tickets. Be listening for Michael Bush homers. When you hear him, be the fifth caller because he's got five in a row at 312-540-0670. Tonight it could be six. The Cubs continue their road trip against the Diamondbacks. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:05 with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the call. First pitch, 8:40. You can listen to every game. Every Cubs game in Chicagoland with a free Odyssey app.
33 different people have homered in six straight games in Major League Baseball history. Most recently, Mike Trout in 2022.
He's good.
The record is 8. I remember when Don Mattingly set that record when I was a kid, like 87. And then Ken Griffey Jr. Tied it in 1993. I don't remember that as much because I was enjoying all of Chicago in my 20s had to offer.
You were high, is what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah,
that,
I got
that,
you.
That checks out.
I was able to decode that mystery.
Your logic checked out very well.
you were speaking.
I was either bartending or high.
Yeah.
At that time.
Often.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't have those kind of skills.
I get it. Did you have bartender tricks? Would you throw bottles?
No, I wasn't like Tom Cruise in Cocktail.
Yeah.
It's not me. No.
That's a fun movie.
Thank you, Daniel Norris.
But
I appreciate
it. But not a spin, not a signature drink? Did you hold the bottle opener like off, on your hip?
Oh, that would have been cool. Yeah, no. I hated that job. Oh,
of course.
My God.
Sounds like a terrible job.
Just freaking horrendous. Because I was doing it at this place called Otis's on Halstead and Webster. Quarter beer night. Quarter beer in little Dixie cups.
That doesn't lead to good tips.
Oh, no. Like, hey, let me get three. Here's a dollar.
Yeah, awesome.
I can do that math.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Or can I have 12 beers for $3 and never come back to the bar?
And just so much wetness everywhere. People are drinking beers like that. They only cost a quarter. They're not inclined to worry if they spill it.
Oh, no, I threw a beer at someone again.
Oh, no. Hey, let me try to shove it all the way down the bar. Oh, it spilled. That guy will clean it up. I was that guy. Sucked. Thanks for asking.
I bet you Shane and Tanny liked Jed saying he would draft a lineman with the ninth pick in the draft.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Guy whose opinion you respect universally on everything, all of a sudden says a smart thing, and what's not right here in this situation?
Yeah, I guess I disagree.
It's super boring.
Yeah.
Jed likes to do it. He was digging in on the draft with Chris and I.
He was?
Yeah.
No, we have our consultants. We're not allowed to say who they are.
Oh, sorry. One of them is Jed.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Wait. No, it wasn't.
I love him flatly saying that Bill Belichick could not be a baseball manager.
He's wrong, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably wrong.
He's wrong.
I don't know.
He's probably wrong.
If he had a coaching staff full of people who knew the baseball stuff that he didn't know.
Well, yeah, that's the assumption. The assumption isn't that Rex Ryan would be his pitching coach.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Now I'm interested. Maybe
he's
Man
the base
Genius.
Running coach for the feet.
Man Genius, maybe. We can get Mangini in there.
Yeah.
You hung out with Mangini, didn't you?
I did. I hung out with Mangini. He was at Nick's wedding over the weekend. Had a good Eberflus conversation with Mangini.
He loves the flus. He's enthusiastic.
He's very enthusiastic.
Not surprised.
Yeah, he's a big flus guy.
Uh-huh.
We have some audio that sheds a light on dysfunction and hilarity next on The Score.